Mohawk Nation News. Canada guilty of genocide, sentenced to dissolution. Audio. June 22nd, 2021. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, on June the 21st, National Indigenous Peoples Day, issued the following statement where he pled guilty as leader of the Corporation of Canada to 13 counts of millions of murders, genocide, terrorism, and lies. It is estimated that 3,950,000 children were murdered at the church and government schools. The Corporation of Canada and the United States of America together committed the genocide of all Indigenous on Turtle Island. Trudeau said, "You ask Kanajah to celebrate the vibrant and diverse cultures, languages, and beautiful traditions of corporate First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples. You intentionally did not mention almost 100% of the Ogwenhumwe of Turtle Island, the original people. You recognize the important contributions Indigenous people have made to Canada." Guilty plea number one. First Nations, Inuit, and Métis peoples are corporations of Canada working for you. Turtle Island is our land, water, air, resources, plants, animals, and all nature which you forcibly stole. We did not contribute anything, Trudeau says. And it was 25 years ago that the government of Canada and their agents of their Indian organizations chose June 21st to celebrate National Indigenous People's Day. Most of us never heard about this, nor were consulted. Guilty plea number two. Every day is important to us since the beginning of time until the end of time. July 1st and now June the 21st are Indigenous Genocide Days when Canadians, the squatters, celebrate the murder of 150 million Indigenous of the Western Hemisphere. Trudeau says that there is much more work to do on the important journey of reconciliation. The recent tragic findings of remains near the former Kamloops Residential School death camps serve as a stark reminder of the systemic oppression, inequalities, and discrimination that Indigenous peoples have endured over the past years, decades, and centuries, and the injustices and challenges they face today. Guilty plea number three. You acknowledge that the genocide started 500 years ago. You cannot reconcile murdering and genociding. You must be dissolved. If not, you will remind us of your crimes, including your flags, statues, and foreign languages. Trudeau says that and admits, quote, "At least 150,000 Indigenous children per year were forcibly separated from parents and communities and carried off to places where their languages and culture were prohibited in an attempt to intentionally eliminate them. These children suffered emotional, physical, and sexual abuse." The Truth and Reconciliation Commission also reported that thousands of children were sent to these schools, never returned home. The exact numbers of children who were murdered, died, may never be known, and devastatingly, many parents never found out what happened to their children. This intergenerational trauma continues to today, and we must continue to ensure that the necessary supports for those who have been re-traumatized are provided. This must be our collective commitment toward reconciliation. Close quote. Guilty plea number four. You recited the graphic guilty plea admitting the horrors of the sadistic genocide, kidnapping innocent children and babies, torturing and murdering over 150,000 children, and the emotional, physical, and sexual abuse. While they did not care how many were murdered, they did care about how much they were paid for the murders for hire. You have the exact figure. You and the church have exact records. According to our figures, there was an average of 200 new students every year in each residential deaths camp, which is 25,000 children, new students, each year over 125 years. There were 158 death camps, each with 25,000 students over the 125 years, equals 3,950,000 indigenous students. Guilty plea number 5. The Truth and Reconciliation Commission also reported that thousands of children never returned home, meaning they were murdered, followed by the 60 scoop, sterilization, snatching babies, eliminating procreation, CAS, jails, and other extinction programs outlined in the Indian Act and Indian Lands Acts 1924, requiring the automatic dissolution of Canada to be forever shunned by all countries of the world. You call this the final solution of the Indian problem, which Adolf Hitler adopted. We want no apology. They are equally guilty parties to the worst horrors ever known to mankind. Trudeau said, "The government of Canada continues to call on the churches to issue a formal apology to Indigenous peoples impacted by the residential school system. All churches are co-partners with the government with equal responsibility for premeditated and ongoing genocide and murders." Trudeau said, "Taking responsibility is one of the calls to action of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and is an essential step to advancing truth and reconciliation in Canada. Thus, the churches must be dissolved automatically and shunned forever by all the nations of the world and by those genocided." Guilty plea number 6. Murderers do not issue apologies to their victims so that you can reconcile with your victims. According to church doctrine, you will then expect us to forgive you, and then we will heal. We cannot heal through any intervention by the perpetrators of the murder and genocide. Trudeau said, "We must also acknowledge, honor, and respect those who have passed, bracket, or caused to pass. Recently created is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, September 30, a federal holiday, to encourage Canadians to learn about and reflect on our country's history and present-day truths, as well as to commemorate the survivors, their families, and their communities, if they're still alive. There can be no restoration of friendly relations with murderers and genociders." Guilty plea number 7. As you say, your corporation intentionally murdered and genocided us so cruelly that you can celebrate the very people you murdered, leaving us to grieve. It is too late to acknowledge those you murdered. You want to apologize to us because many of us are not dead yet. The Indigenous leaders are your puppets controlled by your corporations. We have no leaders. Each one of us is sovereign. The Indian Lands Act and Indian Act means that genocide, murder, and terror are still on your agenda. The remedy is to automatically dissolve. Had the genocide been completed, there would only be you here to celebrate. Trudeau said, "Saying sorry for these tragedies is not enough." Agree. We need to right past wrongs and address ongoing challenges with action. You are working with the puppets, not as the real Indigenous people, to implement the Truth and Reconciliation Commission's 76 calls to action. Guilty plea number 8. These crimes to deliberately poison our water and food can never be righted. Only your automatic dissolution and banishment from Turtle Island can make it right. You work only with corporate invented Indian agents who are genocided. All the wrongs were committed mostly against us. These calls to action are unnecessary by a non-existent criminal corporation that has been dissolved. Trudeau says, on June the 3rd, 2 years after the release of Reclaiming Power and Place, the final report of the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, Canada, released the federal pathway. Budget 2021 also proposes historic investments in the federal pathway, create a faster future for Indigenous peoples, and contribute to ending this national tragedy. Guilty plea number 9. Once again, you're creating the pathway for us, which is the continuing genocide and murder. Investments mean using our vast Indian trust funds to finish the job. This business plan will benefit only Canada. You admitted guilt, resulting in automatically being dissolved. There is no federal pathway. We remind you that for you and your agents who plead guilty and are convicted according to the Gayanerate Goa, you have nothing because you are automatically dissolved. Remember your father's 1969 white paper to genocide us, which is now called by your framework agreement. Trudeau says, it is the responsibility of the Government of Canada to make significant changes, brackets, to our laws and policies within our federal institutions to improve outcomes for Indigenous peoples and for all Canadians in partnership with Indigenous peoples. Guilty plea number 10. The convicted corporation on all its fraudulent institutions have automatically dissolved and cannot make laws or policies. Your only pathway is respect for the Gayanerate Goa and Deo Hade from the beginning of time to the end of time. Trudeau double talk. You say, we are putting those words into action. Today, the Parliament will pass legislation to advance the implementation of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, UNDRIP. Your corporate Indigenous leaders, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls have all said that the declaration is a roadmap for the federal government to work in partnership with Indigenous peoples to advance reconciliation. The roadmap is between you and your puppets. By implementing the declaration, we are advancing social and economic equality, promoting economic participation, and protecting Indigenous governments and laws, lands and territories, and cultures and language. By your guilty pleas, Canada is automatically dissolved. Guilty plea number 11. These sellout corporate groups working for you have no right to represent the true natural people placed on Turtle Island by creation. They too are dissolved. Automatic dissolution eliminates all this double talk. Once again, you conceded your guilt for murder, genocide, and terror. Gayanerate Goa and implementing UNDRIP means you must dissolve. You're trying to make your crimes and murders go away and move on with the genocide. You murderers will never get our land, have a native culture, or speak a native language of Turtle Island, which you need to become a country. You will go home. Parliament does not exist. Dissolution is the death penalty for the corporation. Indigenous corporate councils are your puppets. The TR Commission and National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Women and Children, did not say that the declaration is a roadmap. Your non-existing corporation cannot reconcile with us sovereign people. Your genocide, your jurisdiction is to, our jurisdiction is to care for our mother, our culture, our languages. When you sign UNDRIP, you must agree to promote economic participation, protect indigenous governance and laws, lands and territories, and cultures and language. Because of your crimes, you have to automatically dissolve and respect our true natural governance here on our homeland. Four countries did not sign UNDRIP. Everybody else recognizes our sovereignty. Trudeau says, through Jordan's principle, the federal government is committed to providing First Nations children living on and off reserve with equitable access to government-funded programs, including speech therapy in English and French only, educational supports, medical equipment, mental health services, and more. We also remain committed to working with our Indigenous partners to support Indigenous students' access to a safe and high-quality education that meets their unique needs and helps them get the best start in life. And with the support of the Government of Canada, First Nations communities have lifted more than 100 long-term drinking water advisories. This progress is just a few examples of what we have accomplished, but there's much more to do. Guilty plea number 12. One of Jordan's principles is kidnapping and sending our kids to residential school death camps. You will help those who call themselves First Nation, a corporate designation, and not the original Ogunhunwe. We live on all our land. The corporate boundaries are not for us. You are the squatters. We are in the canoe and you are on the ship, which will soon be taking you home. Your government-funded public services all come from our Indian trust funds and resources stolen from us. Everything is ours. You are not our partners. You want to provide education supports like the residential schools to erase us? Your murderers are trying to take control of the victims. You purposely destroyed our water and deliberately allow filthy, sticky drinking water in our communities so we will get sick and die. Your main accomplishments are murder and genocide. Trudeau said, all of us have a role to play in telling the truth of our past and addressing the systemic injustices that Indigenous peoples and communities still face today. The Government of Canada will continue to work to do better so Indigenous peoples across the country feel safe and respected and have a real and fair chance at success. What kind? Only through concrete actions and by working together will we build a better path forward. Guilty plea number 13. You said genocide continues today. Tell us the truth. Live by the Gayanerigoa and Dayohade. For murdering, genociding, and terrorizing us, you have forfeited your ability to exist on Turtle Island. As a sovereign, I hereby automatically dissolve you and your businesses. The nations of the world cannot have any relationship whatsoever with genociders and murderers. We continue to defend our lives from your conceited quest for genocide. Ngawahgoa, we have a song for you. Tokinigo.